Well, on November the 1st, Google paid $2.1 billion for the well-known fitness tracker brand Fitbit, that fancy little wrist gadget that gives you the details about your health and fitness. Do we trust Google with that information? The question of how Google will use Fitbit's vast catalogue of personal health data is a concern to many people. Rowan Neagle has this report.
You may think Google is a tech company, but really it's an information broker. Google has come under fire recently for doing a secretive deal with one of the biggest US health firms, Ascension. A whistleblower report has revealed that Google has been receiving medical records of Americans without the consent of doctors or patients. I spoke with Sal Humphreys, a senior lecturer at the University of Adelaide, who was very critical of Google's troubling hunger for personal data.
The case with the Nightingale thing, they're not even de-identifying the data.
Yeah, so it kind of already has that legal...
It's already in a legal grey zone. It's not encrypted. It's not secure. We know that Google's been hacked on a number of occasions. Various tranches of data have been breached at Google, in the Google Cloud, and that's exactly where this health data is being kept.
When it comes to Google's purpose, their stated purpose is that they're going to use this medical data to sort of create a AI that's meant to help people with medical issues. Do you feel it is justified?
No, I don't think it is justified. I think that the data scientists tend to overstate the accuracy of their predictions about health, and if we had adequate transparency, if we knew what was going into their models, if we knew how they were coming up with their conclusions, then perhaps we could trust what their outcomes were in terms of their profiling. But actually, we don't have access to any of that. We just have to trust Google. And I think maybe that's not such a great idea.
Is there a way consumers can actually challenge Google to behave better?
One of the ways in which we could do that is to actually alert our policymakers to the fact that it matters to us and try and get our governments to regulate this sector, because currently they're like cowboys on some wild frontier where they think that they can just make claims to our data as something that they can own and use without our consent. And they do that because nobody's been able to do that before, and so it was an essentially unregulated space to begin with. I think that if we as consumers and users of these technologies make enough of a stink with our policymakers to get them to regulate the sector, then that is one mode of trying to rein in the worst excesses of these companies that are profiting from what is essentially our personal lives and experiences.
Dr. Sal Humphreys, senior lecturer from the University of Adelaide. What kind of future could we expect from corporate AI using our health data? Professor Toby Walsh from the University of New South Wales spoke about the potential AI has for people.
Potential is immense. You see what you can do when you collect data about people digitally. Now we're going to start collecting data, analog data about their bodies, about their heartbeat, their blood pressure, their medical records, everything to do with your health. And that has the potential to completely transform the way that we deliver health, to make it much more personalized. I mean, medicine is still really back in the 19th century. You get the same medicine as I do. Men and women get the same treatment. It's not really very much evidence-driven. It's anecdote-driven. And we have the potential to completely transform and improve the way that we deliver health, make it much more personalized, make much more preventative healthcare. And so there are many companies, not just Google, who are realizing that journey will start with the data.
But the way Google's done about it has been criticised. Do you find yourself aligning more so with the critics or with the potential that this data has for AI and its ability to help with medical issues?
It is somewhat disappointing that it was an investigative news outlet that broke the story rather than Google, and the secretive way, perhaps. That does suggest some concerns that we should have. We don't want to wake up, I think, in a world where perhaps, like our digital data, we discover that we've given it all away, and the benefits are being acquired by large corporations in other countries that are now charging us lots of money for that.
Professor Toby Walsh from the University of New South Wales. This isn't just an ethical trouble. I hit the streets to try and find out what people thought.
I think that's probably more information for Google.
You think they have too much information?
Yeah, too much information, definitely.
Honestly, it doesn't really bother me.
I'm not a user of Fitbit, but gathering of data is a big issue. Yeah, no doubt about that.
I think there is a greater good aspect, but I'm pretty sure Google can get away with anything they want at this point. So I don't know if there's much you can do about that, but some information should be a no-go, definitely.
Hard to see how it will be, though. There's a few people on the street giving their opinions about our data and where it's going. Rowan Eagle was speaking before that with Dr. Sal Humphreys and Professor Toby Walsh about Google's recent Fitbit acquisition.